This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Time for another episode of the DGD Health Program. I'm Doug Steffen here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida, to go through the research that Ken has done as a research scientist and a cardiologist, a preventive cardiologist at that. We are always happy to have Ken's expertise. He lends it to us as he goes through all the things that have been published this week and how they apply to us. And as usual, certainly it has been the case for the past year or more, we're trying to limit, but it's really hard to get away from the COVID stuff. It just is. So let's get started, Ken, with an overview of the number of COVID cases that have been seen among people who have gotten vaccinated. Is this a surprise to you?
Well, let's hope by June, we're reporting a lot less on COVID. I think, me too.
I think a lot of stuff going on.
If we continue to get vaccinated, if we don't see any new variants, I think by early June, we're going to hit herd immunity and life is going to change. There's some ifs there, but I'm being optimistic. This week there was a report out of the CDC, as there were many reports out of the CDC, about what happens to people who've been vaccinated. Are they still getting COVID-19? And the good news is that if you look at least 14 days after the second shot, that the people who are getting COVID-19, if they get it, fortunately, they're far and few between. There's very few of them. And the cases they get are mild. They're not getting into the hospital. They're not dying. So far, things are working out pretty well for the people who've gotten vaccinated. And we just hope that this will continue. There was a bit of a pause in people's enthusiasm to get vaccinated this week, and that's not surprising with what happened with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Remember, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is not from this new technology, the mRNA technology, which the Moderna and the Pfizer vaccine originate out of. And the Johnson & Johnson was temporarily put on pause because about one in a million who got the vaccine got this very rare clot in a vein in the brain. And so far, that vaccine, which was put on hold just to allow everybody to evaluate what had happened, it looks like it's about 6 or 7 females who are between the age of 18 to 48, so these are younger women, no men, who have developed what can be a potentially serious clot, but fortunately very rare. You know, women who take oral contraceptives, you know, their risk of getting a clot is about 1 in 10,000. And here it was 1 in a million. So fortunately very rare. And we hear that later in the week, and I know Doug never likes me to tell you where you are, but it's a little hard right now. When you hear this show, it may have already been announced what's happening to the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, because Dr. Fauci let us know earlier in the week that they expect by the end of the week where we're recording this show that there will be an announcement about what's going to happen to the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. And I predict that at the end of this week that we're recording the show, it'll be announced that Johnson & Johnson vaccine is coming back, but it'll be recommended that women between the ages of 18 and 48 not get the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Get either the Moderna.
So,
Pfizer.
That brings around something that is not, well, I guess it is a medical question to a point, because Fauci is so identified with the medical community. There are those who refer to it as Fauci fatigue. This week, Fauci not only was talking about COVID, but he also, I think Monday or Tuesday of this week, made a statement for the record about the problems with racial violence, and that being a national epidemic as well. I'm thinking, okay, what's this guy really in charge of, and why is he talking about something that has nothing to do with COVID? He doesn't have enough to do that he goes on Good Morning America and says, yes, this, all these shootings are a national epidemic. What's that got to do with what his job is? I guess
you're asking the wrong person.
No, I don't think I'm asking the wrong person. I think I didn't expect to get a response out of you. That's different than asking the wrong person under the circumstances. Hey, welcome in to KUJ, 1420 AM, adding the DJV Health Program to its lineups on Saturday, I believe, and Sunday as well. That's Walla Walla, for those of you who are not washed in that, Ken. Walla Walla, Washington, Kennewick, that whole area there. A lot of people listening, and we're happy to have your company, and I'm sure you're going to be happy with what you get out of listening to this program. So, again, thanks very much to the folks listening newly this week to KUJ Radio. All right, so let's move into another facet conversation about what is good. We always are talking about sleep and what happens. As a matter of fact, the worry keeping Americans up at night, insomnia rates have doubled, Ken, with this whole problem the past year. So what does that mean in terms of numbers? Is it millions of Americans are not able to get a good night's rest because of their worry about whether they get it or they don't get it, or whether somebody's going to be exposed to it, et cetera?
All right. This is an amazing number of people, Doug. You asked me how many. Just to take a guess. You're rich. Take a guess. On a normal night before COVID-19, you go back to 2018, way before anybody even heard of any virus. What percent of Americans have trouble falling asleep, would you say? Put a number. What percent of Americans?
One half of 1%.
Wow, you are the ultimate optimist. In a normal night, 10 to 30% of Americans have it.
No, really? Is that why Ellen had three glasses of that weed drink? You know, she said she takes that because she can't go to sleep, so she drinks a weed, some kind of weed drink to go to sleep.
Again, you're asking the wrong guy. So
I'm asking about, I'll go back to insomnia rates then. That's that is an amazing number. That does catch me off guard, yeah.
Insomnia is a huge problem. And this is also out of the American Academy of Sleep, which is a very, very good organization, which works hard to conquer all these sleep issues. And what they have come up with is that the insomnia rate currently is up to 60%.
Whoa!
Right now.
Good Lord.
And it's,
my heaven.
And it represents the enormity of the mental stress that's going on in this world.
Well, there are all kinds of related things to it. A lot of people who have lost their businesses because of the unnecessary shutdown of the country and the world.
Yes.
Yeah.
Economics is a big issue. Mm-hmm. Fear of getting COVID is a big issue. Fear of what to do about the vaccine. Fear of their family and friends getting injured and life changing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a representation of right now of what's going on. Fear of all these issues that, unfortunately, our leaders, instead of making us come together, you know, there's this fear of this divide in this country.
Yeah, that's all political.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, well, then there is that business about whether to wear a mask and how much is too much and how much isn't enough, et cetera. We'll get to that in a few moments here as we continue to focus on your health and well-being. And as it relates to COVID, we're on top of that, number one in the country for discussing this problem. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida. Should you have the opportunity, should you want the opportunity, you can have the opportunity to converse with Ken about a myriad of things. He's a very good generalist, even though specializes in cardiology. You can connect with him. 352-735-1400. That's Ken's office at Lake Cardiology, 352-735-1400. What a great opportunity to engage in telemedicine, which is one of the new things coming out of COVID for sure. 325-735-1400. A lot of time, you know, we just talk about sleep and what happens, and how many times have you heard me talking about MyPillow and the various things that they have given to us there at the factory to help us get a better night's sleep, whether it's the sheets themselves, the pillows, the pillowcases, the mattress topper, the mattress itself, all kinds of things. There's a lot of proprietary technology that now they are using in the design of the new MySlippers. MySlippers made with a very exclusive three-tier cushioning system that was created by the folks at MyPillow exclusively. In the fill, there is, well, there's MyPillow fill, there's Impact gel, and there's Comfort Memory foam. So fill, gel, and foam, and that's what you're going to get in either of the two designs, so your feet will never feel the same. Very comfortable all the time. You can wear them inside, outside. They're protected if you wear them outside. If you prefer a moccasin look, which is what I got from them, it's kind of cool and very supportive, but they also have a new slip-on style as well. My slippers, available right now in a variety of colors and sizes, 40% off the regular price. My slippers at MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener specials. There's a square page there. Use the promo code DJV and take advantage of the deep discounts. 40% off these My slippers, but also the discount applies to all the other MyPillow products that are there. The sheets, the mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets. Check it out and buy with confidence when you go to MyPillow.com, okay? Check it out, MyPillow.com. When you check out, use the discount code DJV for all of your purposes. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here, our DJV Health podcast with Ken. Actually, we talked about Fauci fatigue in our get-together. We talk about the vaccines, all of the stuff. Up to date as usual, you will become that if you check out the DJV Health Show podcast, djvhealthshow.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her four-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a deer. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Printing you new signs for the times.
Get back to business with custom printed signs and sales materials. Staples has hundreds of designs to choose from, or just upload your own.
And now at Staples, get 15% off signs, posters, or decals when you spend $75 or more.
Some items printed same day when ordered before 2 p.m.
Save big on custom printing at Staples.
And $529.21. Exclusions apply. Limit one offer per customer. See store associate or visit staples.com/signage for details.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback will make you fall in love with its state-of-the-art safety features, a spacious and comfortable interior, and convenient amenities, all ready for any adventure. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus up to 33 miles per gallon, 8.7 inches of ground clearance, X-Mode with hill descent control, and a direct-injected turbocharged Subaru boxer engine will make you love every adventure in your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6 inch touchscreen available on select models.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage and Rocket Companies. Last year, we saw historically low mortgage interest rates. What you may not know is that interest rates are already starting to increase, and it's likely that trend is only going to continue. Our team of experts is standing by to help you save before rates go up. Don't look back and wish that you had taken action. Call 833-8-ROCKET or visit rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen on Good Day Health. Okay, so I promised we'd talk more about masks, Ken, because this has become a big deal this week, whether to wear them or not. In public, if you're not around anybody, I don't wear a mask in public if I'm not around anybody. I think you see people in cars by themselves. What the hell are you wearing a mask for? As a matter of fact, there's some people who think wearing certain types of masks will be bad for you down the road because some of the things get into your body. I don't know what to believe, frankly, anymore here. I know that you've looked at the fit and whether we're supposed to wear one or two and where we're supposed to wear them. So you want to give us some clarification on that from your perspective, your research?
Well, let's talk in general. Do you know any surgeons?
I do.
Are they pretty healthy?
Let me think. I wouldn't think about it. Yes. One fellow I saw, the brain guy, he's very healthy.
And from their 20s to late in life, they're in masks most of the day. So, you know,
Are they the same mask that we're wearing out in public during this whole thing? Is it the same mask design?
It depends what you're buying. Mm-hmm. And much of it is, but like anything else, there's good, there's different levels of quality, and there are different levels of quality of masks.
So what are you using? What kind of a mask do you use, and what do you provide your staff in your clinic? What are they wearing?
Well, we use a 3 or a 4-ply surgical mask, level 3 mask, And I'm trying to buy American, and there are some different quality masks.
You can be sure the stuff that came from China is not quality. That's number one.
Some of it is, and some of it it really ranges. But I've been trying to buy masks made in America, level 3, and that's how. How effective
how hard
they
are they
are
to get, and how expensive are they?
They're not hard to get at all.
Can the average person go to the store or drugstore or someplace and get them?
Yes, you can go online to the usual places and find plenty of them now. A year ago, it was very hard.
Right.
Now there's plenty of them.
Yeah, right.
And
all right,
they're all over the place, and right. This is a transition period. And I'm hoping in 6 weeks my advice is totally different. Because once we remember, with a virus, the specifically COVID-19 virus, COVID-19 virus cannot live if it doesn't have a human source to survive. Mm-hmm. So the way to get rid of COVID-19 is to eliminate any of the human sources for the virus to survive. The virus can't survive for long outside of a human body. And that's the whole idea behind herd immunity. You get about 70-80% of the humans either with natural immunity from being exposed to the actual virus or getting immunized with the vaccine, and you eliminate enough of the homes, the human homes, for the virus, and the virus goes away. So the best reason to get vaccinated is not so much for yourself, but as a group, as a team, to eliminate this virus. And that's what we're hoping to get to by early June, and then we can all get rid of these masks.
All right, so there's more vaccine information. We're going to talk about that, whether we have enough, whether we've got too much. Also, what do you do if you're pregnant? Is there going to be need for a third shot? And that kind of stuff. And how do we get people, how do we entice people to get vaccinated? All those things will come up in subject matter as we continue our discussion here on Good Day on DJV Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is with me. I'm Doug Steffen, coming up to half past the hour.
On behalf of the mice nest.
Mice nest?
Yes, mice nest. It's a nest of mice. They finished chewing through your RV wiring, so the fire should start soon.
Can we cancel that?
Oh, sorry. Once scheduled, they can't really stop because they're mice. A nest of them.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Oh, and if you could stay on the line for a quick survey.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit USPS.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden's climate summit featured more than 40 heads of state and other world and business leaders on Thursday.
The health of communities throughout the world depends on it. The well-being of our workers depends on it. The strength of our economies depends on it. The countries that take decisive action now to create the industries of the future will be the ones that reap the economic benefits of the clean energy boom that's coming.
The goal of the summit is to spur more ambitious emissions reductions through non-binding commitments. The House of Representatives voted 216 to 208 on Thursday to pass a bill that would grant statehood to Washington, D.C. It's the second year in a row that Democrats-controlled House had voted to recognize D.C. as the 51st state. The bill now heads to the Senate, where it faces minimal chance of reaching the 60 votes necessary to send a law. We are USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Healthcare has many Americans worried. Tim Berg from the Phoenix, USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Covering the cost of healthcare is a challenge for many Americans, even those who have health insurance. Once someone is able to receive care, paying for any prescriptions is a whole other hurdle to get over. The high cost of prescription medication has been an issue and political talking point in recent years, especially considering pharmaceutical companies are some of the most profitable companies in America. When you go to buy a prescription at a pharmacy, you're not only paying what the manufacturer sells the drug for, but also any markup the pharmacy adds on top of that. ScriptCo is changing that. Instead of marking up the price of prescriptions to make a profit, ScriptCo is going the way of Netflix and offering a yearly membership. Co-founder of ScriptCo, Zach Zeller, tells NBC's Today Show,
"The hardest thing in healthcare is no one pays the same price for the same thing. You could have 10 people walk into a pharmacy and get the exact same medication and pay 10 different prices."
And as far as how ScriptCo makes money?
So our money and our revenue comes solely from the membership.
ScriptCo costs $140 a year or $50 for 3 months. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
NASCAR hits the big track this weekend in Talladega, Alabama. The Geico 500 is Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern on Fox and Motor Racing Network. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Second half hour of our DJV get-together, DJV Health, Dr. Ken in this hour, Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology, practicing cardiology for 35 years down in that neck of the woods, certainly expertise galore. He's always counted on by the American Heart Association to give advice. His advice is good. So if you're in touch with him, you can be sure you're getting treated the right way. So connect with him, 352-735-1400. Got nothing to lose and lots to gain by talking to Ken. All right, let's go back to the discussion of vaccines. And the first question is whether or not we have too much supply perhaps coming. Will it outstrip demand? And if that's the case, then what do we do with it? Do we send it to, because there are plenty of places in the world that still don't have anywhere near. Look at India. They don't have enough. I mean, a lot of people don't even want to get the shots there. And as we were saying earlier, there is a certain amount of fatigue attached to the discussion and whether people want to get it. The J&J thing certainly hasn't done anything that helps people say, oh, yeah, I want to get a shot of that. So is that part of the reason for the oversupply, do you think, Ken?
Okay, well, let's back up for a second. You asked a lot of things there. The big picture, the supply, both the supply and both the demand of all of the vaccines is changing day to day. And let's just look at and see how that affects things. If you look worldwide, there is a fourth wave occurring in a number of countries, and the common thread It's occurring in the countries that are not getting vaccinated. There's a wide disparity between effectiveness, between vaccination rates worldwide. You look at a country like Israel, who is ahead of everybody vaccinating, and there it's 60 to 70% of the country already vaccinated. And then you look at some of the other countries in the world who have had minimal vaccinations. That is where the fourth wave is really hitting. And if you look in America, which is doing well vaccination rate, you know, it's been estimated that at least 50% of American adults have at least one shot, 25% are fully vaccinated. And you look, there are pockets where there's increasing rates of illness, but what's dramatic in America, the death rates, the hospitalizations are down in most places throughout the country. And it's all based on vaccination. Now, the supply in America of vaccine has been pretty good, but up until this week, the demand was still ahead of the supply. But I think the Johnson & Johnson losing that vaccine has created among a lot of people who were thinking about getting vaccinated just in general to put a pause on the vaccine. And I'd like to reassure everybody that the mRNA vaccines, the Moderna and the Pfizer, have excellent safety records, and one should be more concerned about the virus than the vaccine. And you're not only helping yourself, but the main reason to get vaccinated is it helps everybody, yourself, your family, your friends, because the way we're going to get our lives back is by getting to herd immunity, and that's only going to occur when enough of us all get vaccinated.
Right. Okay. So we got that now. The third shot question. One of the chief medical officers of the company, Pfizer BioNTech, has been on television talking about a third shot. We've had, well, I've had, you've had two shots of COVID, the Pfizer, we both have had the Pfizer vaccine. So this guy says now that he expects people will need to get vaccinated against the virus every year, just like the flu. What do you make of that?
Well, again, this is a crystal ball question, Doug. One of the scientists at their partner company at Pfizer BioNTech also said this week, it's a woman who stated that she thinks we're also going to need a booster, and felt more strongly about that, but also felt somewhat likely that we're going to need a yearly shot like we do with the flu vaccine. I think, and then you heard people like Dr. Fauci get all worked up saying that this needs to be a public health decision, not an industry decision. And again, I think that it's just too early to tell. It's a crystal ball question. It just depends on the variants that are out there. So far, the vaccines that we've all had that are already available, and the ones those of us waiting to get, have kept the severity of the variant illnesses to a mild level if you get it, and keeping you out of the hospital and alive. If that changes or there are new variants, then we're definitely going to need a booster. Or if there is a new variant next year, we're going to need an annual shot. So a lot of this is waiting to be seen. And the good news is these mRNA vaccines can be made quickly, unlike the old technology, which takes many months. And if there's a variant there, they can quickly change the booster, what's in it with this mRNA technology. So it's great technology. It's fast. It gets out there quickly to the public as it's needed. But whether we need it or not still remains to be seen. It's not going to surprise me if we need a third shot, and whether we need an annual shot, no one knows.
I think we talked about pregnant women and whether they should get a shot or how to know whether they ought to get a shot. Apparently, there's been a lot of studying about this in the last few weeks, and the report suggests that women who have gotten either Moderna or Pfizer while pregnant are okay. The rates of miscarriage and premature births are not seemingly a problem. How does that square with what we were talking about earlier as to age of people, suggesting that younger people, I think that's what you said, if I heard you correctly, ought not to get the J&J vaccine? Is there a relationship between the two there or not?
Well, the mRNA vaccines, right now, if you are pregnant, I would have no problem recommending it. That's what the studies are showing. They're safe. And the studies were showing that all the vaccines were safe. But we just recently learned about the J&J in this small group of young women. And we haven't yet heard. That's a big question that we're waiting to hear the end of this week, whether to hear about the common threads among these six or seven women. Were any pregnant? Were any on birth control pills? We just don't have publicly, even to the physicians yet, the common threads among those. All we know is they were all women, and the age range was 18 to 48. No men, no one older. So it just seems to me that right now women should be getting the mRNA vaccine, especially if you're between the age of 18 and 48. And I would not have concern. Pregnant women can safely get the mRNA vaccines, the Moderna and the Pfizer. That's what all the studies are showing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's an update on that. Here's an update on the way to lose weight and keep it off. You've heard me for the last 4 years or so talk about the value of calotrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, extolling the value and virtue of a weight loss formula that doesn't have any stimulants in it, doesn't have drugs, doesn't have any gluten. But I sort of recoil sometimes in thinking about or talking about what selling something by telling you what it doesn't do or what it doesn't have. I think maybe the better approach, as I think about it, is to tell you what it does have and how it does work. Why you should choose Calitrin as the healthiest option in weight loss, in the weight loss routine. Keeping the weight off is actually the most important thing. It is difficult to lose the weight, but it's more difficult to keep it off. So here we have this scientifically proven combo of collagen protein and digestive enzymes that aid the body in the repair and rebuilding of lean muscle, which then brings you around. It's the industry's highest standard for qualification, and this is because it doesn't have anything in it that's going to affect you negatively. It's all positive. Proven, too, by all kinds of research over the 24 years they've been in business, that this thing works. Lose weight the safe way. If you have questions, I can't give you in 60 seconds the whole routine. Take you a little bit of time, but devote some time to going to toploss.com, their website, toploss.com, and see what the satisfaction quotient is, how this works, why it's good for your body, when to take it, you know, the whole thing, results to expect. Check it all out. I think you'll decide it is the healthy, the right thing to do. Lose weight, keep it off the safe way. Calitrin at toploss.com. And when you check out, make sure you use the DJV code for the best discounts. There are spring specials now. Fabulous stuff going on in terms of purchase of the product, and you don't have to pay shipping charges. That's toploss.com for Calitrin. Use the DJV code at checkout. Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive three-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 40% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 40% off by using the discount code DJV, MyPillow.com.
Run with us on a John Deere Z365R Z-Track mower, built for taking it easy. with the Easy Change 30-second oil change system and standard mulch control to control your clippings without any extra effort. Because lawns aren't just for mowing, they're for living. Nothing runs like a deer. Get a new Z300 Series zero-turn mower with 0% APR for 24 months at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 1-800-226-8903.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Printing you new signs for the times.
Get back to business with custom printed signs and sales materials. Staples has hundreds of designs to choose from, or just upload your own.
And now at Staples, get 15% off signs, posters, or decals when you spend $75 or more.
Some items printed same day when ordered before 2 p.m.
Save big on custom printing at Staples.
Ends 5/29/21. Exclusions apply. Limit one offer per customer. See store associate or visit staples.com/signage for details.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
All right, now back to the last, maybe I keep my fingers crossed here. Maybe it is and maybe it isn't. The idea that the administration is going to offer tax credits to help spur vaccinations, and I don't think I'm asking the wrong guy here. Oftentimes we get to politics, we don't talk much about it because it doesn't have a bearing. But because of the diminished demand for the shots because of J&J, there's like only 50% of adults are at least either fully or partially vaccinated. 130 million Americans haven't gotten anything so far. So the vaccine hesitancy problem, the rolling out of shots, do you think? I wonder what your patients, your clients in your clinic would say, Ken, if they were in a small business and they looked, they said, okay, I can get $511 a day for anybody that goes to get a shot. This is a good deal. I want my employees to get shots, and I'm going to get paid when they're not here. Well, what's wrong with this?
If I understand what's happening, and I haven't seen the details yet, I just heard that there were going to be tax incentives to businesses to allow their employees time off to go get vaccinated.
Yeah.
To my opinion, anything that will help the situation to get us all to herd immunity as soon as possible, that is safe and effective, is a good idea. And it's going to take some incentives right now because we are getting, the low-hanging fruit, I think, has already been vaccinated. And there's definitely a segment of the population that doesn't want to budge about the vaccine. And it is sad because it's putting all of us in jeopardy.
At risk, yep. All right, so that's a good overview. In a moment, we continue here with a focus on your questions for Dr. Ken, general things, specific things. I think I have one more question about COVID, which I will ask you, that has been on my mind because I'm a person that gives blood, but I want to know about plasma. So we'll get to that in a matter of moments. Yes, topic coming next. Questions for Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen with Ken here on the DJV Health Program.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Let's get to questions for Dr. Ken here on DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Ken Kronhaus from his clinic, Lake Cardiology in Madura, Florida. It turns out, apparently, Ken, that plasma is not a miracle COVID treatment. What do you say for the people who have gone that route and are desperate to know what the real answer is?
Well, what you're talking about is when people are infected, then after they recover, getting their plasma, because there's natural immunity antibodies in their plasma, and then transfusing them acutely to people that are ill. Fortunately, in time, we came up from Lilly and Regeneron with monoclonal antibody therapy. Remember President Trump, his life, I bet, was saved because he got the Regeneron monoclonal antibody. So we don't have to rely on human plasma to get the antibody. We now have, as a therapy, this is different than the vaccine. This is you get ill. We're not trying to prevent illness. You get ill, and if the illness is severe enough early on, or you're at risk personally of getting severe illness because you have risk factors for it, then call up the nearby ERs, emergency rooms, see which of them are giving the monoclonal antibody and go get it. So the monoclonal antibody therapy, which is an infusion, is so much more effective than trying to go and get people's plasma and searching for their antibodies in their plasma because they've been
infected. It's a stretch then. It's a stretch. That's what it sounds like.
We now have a much better way of getting you the antibody. We can, we have manufactured it thanks to Regeneron and Eli Lilly. It's just an amazing wonder of modern medical science. We now can make a monoclonal antibody against viruses, and this is going to be a therapy going into the future where we're going to be treating these bugs with monoclonal antibodies that are manufactured. It's amazing. It's a whole new world in our tool chest. Hopefully we'll be also using this against cancers more and more. We've begun to do that, but these monoclonal antibodies, specific antibodies targeted specifically against the disease, is just a wonderful way to fight disease.
All right. So here's a question from somebody who's concerned about all of these various viruses. I remember the bird flu, and this question comes around with a query about a new bird flu. Can it jump to humans? Apparently it's out there. When did we talk about the bird flu? It's been within the time that you and I have been together on the air, which is what now, 14, 15 years.
Bird flu or avian influenza, Doug, has been around for a while. It's the influenza virus that primarily affects birds. But in the late 1990s, there was this new strain of bird flu that went to humans, and this was what really changed things and got it on everybody's radar. Mm-hmm. But there are constantly new viruses being made. These viruses are clever little bugs, and they change, they mutate, they create new organisms. And fortunately, we have this new technology, this mRNA vaccine, the monoclonal antibodies. And going forward, this is going to be our way of combating, staying ahead of these viruses that keep changing. So we have new armor. This is really has come out of COVID-19. One of the good things is our way of defending ourselves against these viruses, because this is going to be a problem forever. I mean, it's been a recurrent problem. Fortunately, it's been about 100 years since we've had a pandemic, but yeah. Who knows when the next one will be.
Right, exactly. And I always wonder, frankly, whether any of these things contribute to the, you know, the problems that we have, the day-to-day problems, heart disease, cancer, Alzheimer's, you know, that we don't know because this stuff hasn't been around that long. I can imagine that it might have an impact. I mean, your body is your body, and all these things are flowing around inside your body. Who the heck's going to be, who's going to know whether this stuff causes other problems or not for a long time down the road, right?
I think COVID-19 is going to be causing a lot of problems way down the road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And people who have had it, the long haulers, you know, we've talked about that. We can talk more about it next week. But there's this phenomenon where people do have symptoms months later and long haulers. And that's why I'm more concerned about the virus than I am the vaccine. You don't want to get long haulers either. You don't want to get severe COVID. You don't want to get long haulers. And now we have a way to prevent all this, and it's called the vaccine.
The vaccine. All right, there it is. More from Dr. Ken Kronhaus here every week at this time on DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.